Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, March 5th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around Wyoming. Wyoming's protocol for how to manage another anthrax outbreak is now backed by law. DEI programs are banned in state and local government and public schools, and homeowners will get a property tax break of 25% on their home's first $1 million in assessed value. These are among the bills Governor Mark Gordon signed into law yesterday. Yesterday was also the last day for the House and Senate to hit third reading on bills. Today, their focus will be on veto overrides and concurring the two chambers' separate versions of bills. The session is scheduled to end on Thursday. Governor Gordon took action on two bills yesterday that would ban diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in state and local government and public schools, including the University of Wyoming. He signed a House bill that bars DEI hiring practices and initiatives in government and education, but which did not explicitly seek to outlaw DEI in classroom instruction. Dylan Croft is a social work graduate student at UW. As a type 1 diabetic, she listed the program she's concerned about regarding students who are disabled.
Targeted assistance or like tutoring, financial aid even. There's scholarships that are specified for like diabetics and individuals with disabilities. So those could be cut potentially. I mean, we don't know exactly what this is going to look like.
The ban goes into effect on July 1st. Gordon vetoed a Senate bill that would have taken that ban a step further, impacting what instructors could teach in the classroom, DEI practices and hiring, among other scenarios. Gordon said that bill was ill-defined, created a legal ambiguity, and risked unintended consequences. The Wyoming House overrode one of Governor Gordon's first vetoes of the legislative session. In a 45-16 vote yesterday, representatives brought back a measure requiring pregnant Wyomingites to have a transvaginal ultrasound 48 hours before being prescribed abortion medication. Transvaginal ultrasounds involve inserting a device into a woman's vagina to check for a fetal heartbeat. In his veto letter, Gordon worried about victims of childhood sexual abuse, rape, and incest for whom procedures like transvaginal ultrasounds could be re-traumatizing experiences. He wrote, quote, "Forcing victims of rape to endure such an invasion a second time seems cruel." The bill now heads back to the Senate for a potential override vote. If two-thirds of the upper chamber opts to do that, the bill will become law. Governor Mark Gordon signed a new law expanding Wyoming's private school voucher program. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports the vouchers will now be open to higher-income families.
Wyoming currently offers $6,000 to low-income families to reimburse tuition at a private school. The bill signed by Gordon on Tuesday raises the payout to $7,000, and it opens the program to all families, regardless of income. During a press conference earlier in the day, the governor stressed that the voucher program will pull money from the general fund, not from public education funding.
Public schools are going to still have the funding that they need, and this is a commitment by the state of Wyoming on this and in expanding this.
The state Supreme Court recently found that the legislature had failed its constitutional duty to adequately provide for public education. Lawmakers will soon recalibrate the school funding model. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
The Wyoming House overrode one of Governor Gordon's first vetoes of the legislative session. In a 45-16 vote, representatives brought back a measure requiring pregnant Wyomingites to have a transvaginal ultrasound 48 hours before being prescribed abortion medication. Transvaginal ultrasounds involve inserting a device into a woman's vagina to check for a fetal heartbeat. In his veto letter, Gordon worried about victims of childhood sexual abuse, rape, and incest for whom procedures like transvaginal ultrasounds could be re-traumatizing experiences. He wrote, quote, "Forcing victims of rape to endure such an invasion a second time seems cruel." The bill now heads back to the Senate for a potential override vote. If two-thirds of the upper chamber opts to do that, the bill will become law. After the Wyoming Senate declined to pass a supplemental budget bill last week, legislators are scrambling to find homes for its funding in existing bills. That includes nearly $8 million in state and federal dollars to provide services to Wyomingites with developmental disabilities who might otherwise not be able to afford some health care. Those dollars were amended into a Senate bill defining abortion as not being health care. But Laramie Representative Ken Chestick says the amendment has a big flaw.
This amendment is a different topic than abortion. It is a completely different topic. If we put this into this bill, we have a two-subject bill which violates the Wyoming Constitution.
The amendment passed. The bill passed the House and had its amendments approved by the Senate yesterday. It now heads to the governor. If it becomes law, it would go into effect once the state Supreme Court rules on the legality of two near-total abortion bans. A project bringing solar energy to the Wind River Reservation has hit some road bumps due to pauses in federal funding. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports, the team is searching for other ways to move forward.
Energize Wind River is poised to set up standalone solar systems and bring electricity to roughly 40 Eastern Shoshone homes. But
the but would be that our construction funding is currently on hold pending review.
That's project director Levi Purdom. He says about $2 million of funding is paused. Even though the project has funding for training, employees, and outreach, it's unable to buy or install the solar equipment. Purdom is optimistic that the funding will eventually come through. But for now, the group secured a $20,000 grant from the Nature Conservancy.
They wanted to support our non-governmental fundraising efforts. So the intent is to hire and fund a fundraising specialist.
Energize Wind River still plans to start construction this spring if they're able to raise enough money. Other tribal nations across the Mountain West are facing similar issues amid budget cuts by the Trump administration. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Sheridan police officer killed in the line of duty will be honored nationally. The Sheridan Press reports Sergeant Nevada Krinke was shot in February of last year. Krinke's name will be inscribed on the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. He will also be honored under the Fallen Heroes exhibit on the National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund's website. A Wyoming small business was featured in a Super Bowl ad this year. Buckrail reports Jackson-based Brushbuck Wildlife Tours represented the state in Google's 50 States, 50 Stories campaign. It uses Google's products to keep track of animal sightings. A Washakie Medical Center employee was recently recognized with the Good Catch Award from Banner Health. Northern Wyoming News reports Eric Casebolt was cleaning the new MRI room the night before it was supposed to be used for the first time. He noticed that the cabinet handles were different than elsewhere in the hospital, and after investigating, he found they were magnetic. Magnetic handles could not only interfere with and damage the MRI machine, but they could also potentially become a projectile as they're pulled toward the machine. Thanks to Casebolt, the handles were replaced before anything could happen. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's trivia question, who was the first African American to serve in Wyoming's legislature? Send us your answers for this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com, and we'll crown winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.